Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Coming off of a rough weekend for the Mets and Yankees, a pretty fun U.S. Open to watch, and still some basketball to talk about that we did last hour. Want to join on any of that? 888-808-1019 is maybe, just maybe, this week we'll have more clarification on what the Knicks are going to do with the head coach. I am completely checked out on the NBA finals. I got to be honest with you. I know it's 2-2, but I you watched on Saturday night. Good for you. I can't do it anymore. I really can't. And that game wasn't really aesthetically pleasing like some of the other ones have been. But I just...
It's actually Friday night.
Friday night. Friday night.
We watched the hockey on Saturday.
That's right, the hockey. I actually did check that out a little bit on Saturday night. Believe it or not, I wanted to get a little sniff. I was more
Edmonton's got goalie issues all of a sudden.
All of a sudden? Haven't they had issues for a long time?
Yeah, but their
suspect.
But their goalie, Stuart Skinner, had been playing really, really well until this series.
They've been sus, that goalie situation.
A little zesty.
the Kreider deal officially went down when you were out on Thursday, and we had CeeLo in here, and he did his soliloquy on that whole thing and said he wasn't surprised and it wasn't shocking to him, and he knew that Chris Drury, when he put out a statement and he mentioned certain guys in it, that this was going to happen. Do you fall along those same lines and not being totally shocked and knowing that this was the direction they were going to end up going in?
No, when he and I did a couple podcasts regarding the Rangers, we did touch on this, thinking that he was going to get traded. Both of us did not want him to get traded because we thought his money was reasonable. We thought the 13 years that he gave us gave us everything he had, never gave us any problems, played multiple different, parts of the game, and always, for the most part, played the game right. He was frustrating at times, there's no question about it, but I think he's one of the great Rangers of all time. I really believe that. And 2 years, $6.5 million left on his contract in each of those 2 years, I think was more important for Chris Drury to be able to manage the salary cap. I think they're going to be going big game hunting here at once free agency starts. And if it's not this year, then definitely next year they'll be going big game hunting, assuming that Connor McDavid does not sign an extension with the Oilers.
Yeah.
It was a tough one to swallow. Interestingly enough, I asked CeeLo this, when I started here in 2007, which athlete for their team has been here the longest for me to cover? Did you guys go over this?
CeeLo did, yes. He mentioned Eli Manning. Was there
a good amount of time.
Yes.
But he was not the longest.
Not the longest.
Brett Gardner had been the longest.
That's right. He did mention Brett Gardner.
And yes. I think that Chris Kreider and Matt Martin are tied for 13 years.
Really?
That I've covered them.
Wow.
And then Eli's in there, too. I think he may be just a little bit less.
Wow, good company there for Matty Martz, huh?
Yeah, it was, I thought that was kind of interesting because that was the first thing I was thinking, like, all right, here's Chris. I've been here ever since they brought him in from Boston College and played him and under John Tortorella.
Well, good call by Eddie. Matt was up in Toronto for some of that, though, so that's never really
count. Matt played 15 years in the NFL. 13 of them are with the Islanders, and it was when I took over here, he was...
Oh, so you're not counting those. Okay.
I'm not counting those two years in Toronto, no. Yeah. I'm only talking about the athletes that were here the longest in New York, and Brett Gardner was number one.
It's funny, Matt keeps texting me now, like, asking if I'm, like, available to do stuff, and it's like, I'm like, Matt, no, like, you know, I'm busy.
Well, ever since you sung that lullaby to him, I mean, now all of a sudden you have connection.
I don't know if anything changed in his life or what's going on, but it's available today? You know, what's going on?
You grabbed the guitar, you kicked me out of my seat.
I did.
And you sang to my son-in-law.
I did. Yep. And he laughed, and he enjoyed it. And Casey enjoyed it even more.
Well, maybe this is why, maybe they want more of it.
Matt, I'm just not available today to hang out with you. I don't know what's going on at home. I don't know, but I'm just busy. I don't know why you're so free all the time now. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Well, we'll see him tomorrow.
He's not free.
No, I know. Busted his job. But tomorrow we will be. It'd be good to see him.
Yes, he will be.
All right, let's go to Tom in California. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, how are you guys today?
Good, Tom. What's up?
What's happening?
Okay, so I want to make a suggestion that the coach... in today's day and age, doesn't matter anymore. Means nothing.
In every sport?
Tom Thibodeau,
in every sport?
Well, hang on.
Okay.
Tom Thibodeau was a top five coach. Knicks were a top five team. And they parted company with him with obviously no plan. And now they're looking at Mike Brown, who, God bless him, probably a great guy. He's been fired 8 times, right? He's been fired 8 times. And if you ever go into the huddle, they do these things now, right? TNT or, you know, ESPN, mic'd up in the huddle. You know what the coach is saying? The coach is saying, hustle, rebound, keep it up, keep going after them. That's nonsense. I could say that. You could say that. Coaches don't matter anymore. And I'm sure Boomer has been through 97 offensive coordinators, and he's always picked it up. It's always been a thing. I don't think coaches matter. So stupid for the Knicks to fire Tibbs. Stupid. But who are they going to get? Who cares? Mike Brown, 9-time fired coach. Awesome. Good luck. It's about the players right now.
It is, Tom. You know, Tom, it is, Tom. They're not going to hire Mike Brown. Yeah. I would be shocked.
Also, but he means contradicting himself within his own take, where he's like, so you're going to replace Tibbs, who was a top five coach, with Mike Brown, who's been fired 9 times? Good luck. Well, that's you saying that means that the coach matters. So
the coach does matter. And, you know, it's... I think the first thing that you need to do as a coach is lay down what your principles are to your team. These are my principles, and they're unbreakable. I don't want to call them rules. I want to call them principles. I want to call them, you know, this is what I'm going to require of you as a player. And I want you to know what that is. And I want you to know first and foremost what that is. And, you know, maybe give them 5 principles, whatever they may be. Never be late. Right? That kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, always know your role. That's, you know, another thing. Understand the concepts that we're teaching. These are all your requirements.
Don't covet thy teammate's wife.
Well, yeah, well,
yeah, something course, like that.
If you don't follow those principles, now all of a sudden the team starts to erode and certain people get certain rules. Now, I always see this is, again, goes back to like, oh, Michael Jordan, you got to treat differently. I'm like, no, you don't. You know why? Because Michael Jordan knows what the principles are. That's why Michael Jordan's a winner. Oh, Tom Brady gets treated differently. No, he doesn't. Tom Brady gets treated the same, maybe even worse by Bill Belichick. So Bill Belichick is sending a message to the rest of his team by treating Tom Brady the way that he treated him. So, yeah, I mean, like, it's not... there are so many great young players. Let's just say, you know, Ant-Man, Ja Morant, all these guys that are these next up-and-coming superstars. You have to convince them that they are the most important guy on the team to enact whatever principles you're trying to get through to create the culture that is going to be a winning culture and not one that's just going to be, you know, looking past things just because, you know, I can't connect with you because you're bipolar.
What are Boomer's non-negotiable principles?
Hey, number one, be on time. Number two, know your role. Mm. Number three, be a great teammate. Mm. Number four, unselfishness is the key to success within the body of the team. Okay? Mm. And I'm thinking number five, winning is the deodorant of champions.
I was waiting for that one.
Yes.
Let's go to Justin in Pennsylvania. What's going on, Justin?
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good. What's happening, Justin? Caller.
What's going on? First time caller, long-time listener. I just got to tell you a quick story and a thank you to your guys. So the background, I just celebrated my second Father's Day with my one-and-a-half-year-old daughter. And I have a little bit of a tough relationship with my dad in the last couple of years. I bought my wife a new car this weekend, and I'm taking it to pick something up. And I listened back on the Odyssey app to the Joe B call, and I was cracking up. I spilled coffee all over this brand new car, and I just want to thank you guys for lightening my day. That was hilarious. The reaction to that call was great. Just want to thank you guys.
Well, thanks, Joseph. We appreciate that, and I'm glad it worked out for you. But
make sure you call your dad.
Right, and thank Joe Beningo for his Joe Beningo-ness that led to that wonderful phone call.
Yes.
That was just, someone reached out to me right away and said, you got to go back and listen to this. I was at a swim lesson on Saturday morning, and I'm sitting there by myself at the Patchogue YMCA crying, laughing. It was great. Do you have another piece of it there, Eddie, for people that would have missed it? Or probably Jerry's going to end up doing it for moment of the day. But, yeah, we'll just save it. It's got to be Jerry's moment of the day, so we'll save it for a little bit. If you missed it, it'll come up in just a few minutes. Bo in Livingston, New Jersey. What's going on, Bo?
Yeah, how's it going? I'm a big fan of the show. I've been watching the Yankees team all season. And, yeah, the record looks great, but I'm not totally sold yet.
Okay. Did you get that? I don't know if that guy was, like, on his way to doing a prank call and, like, couldn't do it, or was on his way to just making a normal point and then realized that he couldn't get it out of his mouth.
I think that was it. I think he was very nervous.
Yeah.
Just judging by talking to him prior, he seemed very nervous.
He was waiting for us to say something about, like, after he goes, I'm not sold yet. Okay. And then
why are you not sold? Tell us why you're not sold.
Right.
I think he was trying to say they're one injury away from collapse.
Well, is what, yes, he told Al that he never got to.
Is that what he told you, Al? Down.
Well, yeah, he did the same thing to me where he said that and was waiting for a response. I go, so what does that mean? He goes, well, like they're one injury away from collapse. I said, all right.
You're one injury away from collapse.
He didn't get to that part.
No, did not.
You know what I understand? Sometimes guys will tell you or people will call in and tell you what they want to talk about. And then either we have them on hold too long that they forget what they told you.
Or they react to the latest thing that we said. That's another one.
Yeah.
So if we talked about the Knicks in a segment, someone called up, and then we have the Jerry update, then we start like a Mets conversation, and then we go to the calls, then they'll go make a Mets point that they didn't want to make.
Or they want to talk Rangers, and they just lie to Al.
Yeah, that's true. That happens a lot. That does happen a lot.
The Rangers.
Mm,
yes.
The Rangers.
Undergoing a transformation.
Yeah, definitely. They're transitioning to a new life, a new era of Ranger hockey.
Yep.
It's funny, man. Like, we did this whole Kreider thing on Friday. It's amazing how you miss these things. Like, there was another day you were out. Like, I don't know if they fired Laviolette or something, but you were out the next day. We ended up having to talk Rangers without you because it was, like, it was a big topic.
You know, that's one firing I was all behind.
Yeah, yeah, no.
And you know, you heard me say that halfway through the second season.
Yeah. So we were trying to compare Chris Kreider to
other
New York athletes.
Okay.
And the best we could come up with was David Wright.
Very similar, yes. No championships, but a great player, an admired player, a respected player, somebody who Mets fans loved and didn't play for anybody else.
Yep.
And, yeah, I could totally see that, 100%.
We had some other interesting ones, like someone brought up Don Mattingly, but we didn't think that that was as good of a comparison because Don Mattingly was, like, the best player, like the best hitter in baseball for a couple of years.
But neither one of them will be Hall of Famers.
No.
You know, that's the thing. I mean, and you got to look at a guy who's spent almost as, well, up to this point, his entire career with the New York team that he has played for.
Eddie with an interesting one we didn't mention last week. How about Tiki?
How long did Tiki retired early. Like, he didn't have to retire when he did. He could have played probably, and I don't know how much he thinks he could play. I probably think Tiki probably could have played at least another 4 years. At least another 4 years at the top of his game. Because he's such a fanatic when it came to keeping himself in shape and everything.
Yeah.
You can see that now. Interesting one, though. That's very similar. Very popular player when he left and gave everything he could and was one of the great running backs in Giants history.
Yeah.
And this guy's one of the great wingers in Rangers history. And I was hoping that, you know, maybe he could have figured out or they could have figured out a way to keep him here for his 15th season and basically leave with every record.
Yeah. And we've talked about you think that Kreider's number should go up into the rafters.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, you're probably not going to get that with David Wright. Do you think David Wright gets his number retired at some point? They might. They love David Wright.
You know, the thing about it is also Chris Kreider, I think it was a one-time All-Star. Was it like he was an All-Star?
Really?
Yeah.
One time?
Yeah, if that much.
David Wright's actually happening July 19th.
It's happening this year?
Yeah, correct.
Oh, my God. Okay, never mind.
You gonna watch this happen?
I'm on top of that. They're retiring his number already?
Yep.
Are they retiring the number or are they putting him into the Mets Hall of Fame?
It says we'll retire his jersey number 5.
Wow.
Go into the Mets Hall of Fame.
He's right. Near the top of every.
Yeah, but it seems too early.
Yeah, I know that. How many years exactly did David Wright play for the Mets?
14.
Yeah, so it's about the same. Kreider's 13.
There was just so many years where it was just like it was Seaver and Piazza, you know? Of the players. I mean, Gil Hodges was there as well. But, I mean, so that's why it was like...
Dwight Gooden then?
Well, I know. Now it's started since Steve Cohen has taken over. But it just seems a little early. Doesn't seem early to you? I don't know, like another 10 years.
For David Wright?
Yeah.
No, I think that once a guy is legitimately retired from baseball, and, for the Hall of Fame, it's a different story. The amount of years you have to be out and all that stuff. But I think... If he is one of the foundational pieces of your franchise and only played for your franchise, you should probably do it the next year once you know he's finally retired.
I mean, it only took 50 years for Jerry Kuzman, right?
It only took 30 years for me.
That's what I'm saying. But I guess, I don't know. Whatever.
But then again, the Bengals didn't get started until like 4 years ago.
I love David Wright. His number should be there at some point. I just felt like it was early. I mean, this is just a new era, though, I guess, with the Steve Cohen thing.
Yeah, and
he
wants to promote everything Mets. I mean, you see what he did to the seats behind home plate?
I mean, think about Keith. You know how long that took? So, and I get the different regime. That's why. Like, you're telling me, Keith was 2 years ago now? And David Wright's number gets retired 2 years after Keith Hernandez?
Yeah, I mean, that's why it feels really weird. It's a way to honor your past players, and fans love that kind of stuff. You know, that's the stuff that links generations of fans together.
Yeah. And it's also a way to make a lot of dough in the middle of the season.
Real quickly, Mike, Mark in Brooklyn, what's happening?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up, Mark?
Now, Gio, I got to ask, man, when you say Mike Brown is like, the most uninspiring interview ever.
I didn't say that. I actually did not say that.
Okay, I'm sorry. You said it was an the most uninspiring day or something.
No, I said that the Knicks fans are not going to be excited about either Mike Brown or Taylor Jenkins if they hire them. That's what I said.
And I guess the question for that is, like, when we look around the trends in the NBA, like, why is that? Like, look who's coaching in the NBA Finals right now. Look who was coaching in the NBA. Like, who would... get Knicks fans excited. And if
but listen, this is what drives me nuts about some of these things. My take was this: it was clear. After all the big names that we had heard at the beginning of this search, meaning that they're about to fire Tibbs, or they fired Tibbs, that means that somebody big's coming. Tell me Jay Wright's going to be there. Maybe Jason Kidd, they could trade for him. Like, all of these big names that we had heard. Jeff Van Gundy's going to come back. To then it be Mike Brown, it's just not, it's not exciting. It just isn't. Now, what's exciting and what works are two different things. But going from where we were in the Eastern Conference Finals to then firing Tibbs, where people are confused, but that means that they got to get better than Tibbs. That means it got to be a big name. To then settling with Mike Brown is something that is not going to excite the fan base.
I think Mike Brown has only had two losing seasons as a head coach, and I want to say probably about 10 winning seasons.
Yeah, and it may work out. The point is not, it's not going to work.
Is he going to be the basketball whisperer the Knicks need?
Yeah, I mean, it may work out. Just as far as people going out and buying jerseys and buying season tickets and stuff, that's not the guy who's going to do it. Sorry.
No, when he was out in Sacramento back in 23-24, I mean, like, he was 48-34, 46-36, and then he got fired.
Yeah,
sounds like Tom Thibodeau. After 31 games, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, before that, his final year, he went back to Cleveland and had a poor season. But when he was with the Lakers, they were, let me see, Cleveland, he was 50-32 back-to-back seasons, 45-37, 66-16, 61-21. And then he went to the Lakers and was 41-25, and then I guess he got fired, and then went back to Cleveland for just 1 year and got fired after that. And then had been out in Golden State from 17 all the way through the 22nd.
He's also one of those guys that was replaced, and then the championship happened after he was there.
Yeah, I understand.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and the CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry here. He's got an update, a moment of the day for us. What's going on, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Flag and Anthem, real close for real life. A lot going on with the baseball and the golf, which we will run through here one last time. Red Sox beating the Yankees 2-0, and that just turned out to be the start of a wild day for player in this deal that we're talking about. Had a key part in this game.
Freed, first pitch, swinging. This could be trouble, headed towards the Green Monster, left side, and hits at the very top. And they are calling it a home run. The third base umpire, Jeremy Rehak, made the call. Home run for Devers. 2-0 Boston.
Who at that point was still on the Red Sox. Dave Sims with the call.
I mean, this just stinks.
Right here on the Fan. Made it 2-0, 2-0. The final is the Yankee offense did stink. They did absolutely nothing yesterday. We'll get to Devers in a moment. Here was Max Fried, the pitcher of record for the Yankees. Gave up 2 runs over 7, suffered the loss, knows the weekend and the day not so good.
Coming here. Obviously, you want to win, so, obviously we're disappointed, and definitely wish the outcomes were different.
Wound up giving up a few games in the standings to the Rays, more on them in a moment. Here was Aaron Judge. He had a tough day and a tough weekend, aside from the home run of Friday night, and he knows no offense whatsoever.
Yeah, just couldn't really get anything going. I felt like at home we swung the bats well. Here we just couldn't really string those couple of bats together and kind of drive some runs across. You know, I feel like they scored first every game and kind of put us in a hole and just weren't able to dig out.
Struck out 9 times in 12 at bats this weekend. As for Devers, so the solo home run, Red Sox moving above 500 with the sweep. Matter of fact, last 6 games against the Yankees, they won 5 of them. That having been said, he was traded to the Giants for pitchers Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, and a couple of prospects. Here was Clayton Kershaw. So the Dodgers played the Giants in Sunday Night Baseball. Kershaw with the guys on ESPN talking about the deal.
How about that trade? That's wild. Buster's really doing it. Not only Buster Posey's really doing it over there. good for Buster, man. He's going for it. I consider Rafi one probably, top 10 hitters in the game.
And now he gets added to the Giants lineup. Matt Chapman, who does play third base, was talking about the deal.
Obviously sad to see some of those guys go, but that's kind of the nature of the business. And then just really excited to welcome, Rafi in here. And I've always admired him playing against him. So to be able to play with him is exciting.
The Giants did lose to the Dodgers 5-4. So tonight, L.A. home for San Diego. We talked about Shohei Ohtani making his first start of the season. So it looks like 30 pitches will be the cap. Here was Dave Roberts.
I don't know if it's going to be 1 or 2 innings, but, my guess is probably an inning to start. But it's a good thing. I think that we've kind of the live situation simulated or whatever, it's sort of run its course.
And he apparently, Ryan sent me a note from one of these Dodger reporters. Supposedly he was supposed to do some rehab starts, but it was Ohtani that said, if I'm going to pitch, let me just pitch. So that's where the 30 pitch
line comes in. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Enough of the bull crap.
Don't need the minor league stuff. Let me just pitch to the
major league
guys.
Wasting my good stuff on these schlubs.
There you go.
Let's go.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the Yankees were swept. They lead Tampa by 3.5 games atop the AL East. Yankees Angels tonight on the Fan at 6:25. Clark Schmidt makes the start there. As for those Rays, they beat the Mets 9-0. They completed the sweep. Got away from them Friday night, where the Mets were winning 5-1, and in a blink they were trailing by a few runs. And Saturday was not great, and yesterday even worse. Junior Caminero, 3-run homer. Jonathan Aranda with a 2-run double. Here was Carlos Mendoza, pretty much top to bottom. That kind of stunk.
You got
to
give them credit, but at the same time, we gave them too many free passes, and we gave them extra outs, and they're going to make you pay. That's a team that I've been saying it. They put the ball in play, and they play the small ball, and today was a perfect example. Walks, they get a bunt down, we don't make a play, and before you know it, we're down 3.
And that bunt,
how could the Mets dads not be pissed?
How could the what?
The Mets players' dads not be pissed with that performance?
Yeah. Well, someone's got to lose, Maybe some pissed off dads either way.
A couple runs.
Yeah, at least that.
I mean,
yeah, but the Mets dads want to win, you know?
I mean, that's my kid.
No moral victories for a Mets dad.
That's my kid. He struck out again. My kid's on the mound. Oh, that's his fifth walk of the day.
That's Griffin Canning. Can you fix this? Because this has been pretty bad the last, well, two out of three starts.
Yeah, just got to get back to trusting my stuff in the zone. Yeah, my changeup felt pretty good today. But yeah, I mean, just getting back to what makes me good and just trusting it.
Okay. Yeah,
sounds confident.
We shall see. Ryan Stanek, by the way, was the one that gave up the home run. Here was Brett Beatty. So he suffered a groin injury. Are you concerned?
Well, I want to see how it feels tomorrow first. I think what we're going to do is just take it day by day. Because something like this has happened to me in the past, and I responded well to treatment and stuff. So we're just going to see how it feels tomorrow.
Mets will be in Atlanta now tomorrow. They lead Philly by 2.5 games in the NL East. The Phils did beat the Blue Jays by the score of 11-4 on Sunday. All right, to the U.S. Open, where J.J. Spaun is your winner. The 64-foot putt to seal the deal. He had the great 17th hole as well. Here was Spaun. Things started lousy, but he did figure it out.
I was trying to just dig deep, hit some good shots coming in. The weather delay we had was very, kind of just changed the whole vibe for the day. I kind of leaned on that whole experience where I came back after the delay at the Players, and I just, you know, kept pushing, and I did that today, and bounced back and fought really hard.
That was a 64-foot, 5-inch putt, and NBC kept replaying it in the moment just because of the reaction of the fans. And, you know, I think everybody was rooting for him. He's an American player. It's the U.S. Open. He's come close. He's not a very well-known guy. And then to hit that putt on 18 was just absolutely amazing. I, you know, the drive on 17 was great.
It sure was.
And he's putting for eagle there. And, you know, it was interesting because I think he was protecting at least the birdie on that hole. And then obviously on this hole, he has a chance because he's got a read from Victor Hovland, who incredibly hits the ball just outside of where his ball ends. But, you know, if that ball doesn't hit the hole, how far away do you think that ball goes?
Don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened, if it was downhill past the hole or not. I'm not positive.
It was a little bit because Victor Hovland, remember, had to come back with a 7-footer, you know, to finish where he finished. But I will say that was one of the most incredible putts you will ever see. And obviously the longest winning, you know, putt for, or I guess the longest birdie putt, I think, in U.S. Open history is that.
Another,
right?
Sure. Another example of you can take experience and stick it where the sun don't shine. Because you had Adam Scott there, who's a major champion, and he couldn't do a damn thing yesterday. And
well,
every
he also
opportunity
didn't like the
to
rain,
win.
The wet, and well, everything. It, probably
he did
have,
well.
Yeah, but, you know, again, you're in your 40s. You're playing in with that rough, the rain, the wet, the whole thing.
Hit fairways.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
Exactly. I'm saying experience doesn't matter sometimes. Like, we sit there, oh, this guy's experienced. He's going to beat
Well, when it does matter, then we lean on that.
You think about the attention that this got because he made that putt, as opposed to if he had just two-putted for par in that situation and won that way. Because Hovland had to make that putt to put any pressure on him. He didn't. So at that point, all he had to do was two-putt to win.
Yeah.
There wouldn't have been a single video of that out there that went viral. Meanwhile, this thing got all the attention.
It was tremendous.
Yeah, it just was.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And then that's why you have Hatton up there as he's talking, watching the putt.
Nice, hold it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Unbelievable. What a putt to win. That's incredible.
What do you think he's feeling right now?
In shock.
Yeah, well, good for him. He's a U.S. Open champion. As for the day, here was Hatton. Not easy.
Yeah, it was a pretty tough day. I feel like, for the most part, I played pretty well. Although I did struggle a little bit on the restart with missing a few shots right.
And that restart certainly buried some guys, and a guy like Spaun, it actually helped him. So good for him, as he is now a U.S. Open champion. You've got Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight. Thunder and Pacers are tied at 2-2, each team winning a game on the opposing team's home floor. We'll see if the Pacers can do it again. If Oklahoma City wins, they will need one more to become champions, as most people think they would have been anyway. The Knicks planning to interview Mike Brown and Taylor Jenkins this week as the coaching search picks up. up a little bit. And the Grizzlies traded Desmond Bane to the Magic for Cole Anthony, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, four unprotected first-round picks. I didn't know you could make trades with the finals going on. I didn't realize that period opened. So that was kind of surprising yesterday when that did pop up.
The Grizzlies firing their coach, trading this guy. I mean, they're really shaking it up.
Yes,
and
they
there must be other issues down there.
Yeah, I mean, and I wouldn't be surprised. I saw Brian Windhorst talk about other GMs now calling on their other stars, including John Morant. Like, if you're trading Bane, that means it sounds smells like a rebuild going
on
there.
To me, it sounds like Bane and Morant probably didn't get along or just were combustible and they just didn't want both of them on the team. You know, they're the ones that wanted Draymond Green, and they actually offered more money for Draymond to come to them.
Mm-hmm.
And Draymond decided to stay with the Golden State Warriors.
All right, moment of the day, and I'm happy that the guy called up, that he enjoyed this as much as we did a couple of hours ago. We were essentially speaking about Joe B. Let's make that very clear. And, well, Joe not exactly being the best therapist for his listeners and callers. Now I want you to shut your eyes and imagine a radio show where you can talk sports. I mean, hell, you can call in, you can talk music, you can talk life. Imagine that talk show host gives you as full attention as you pour your heart and soul into your phone call. May I present to you Joe Beningo.
Tomorrow's going to be a big day for my Father's Day, but my daughter hasn't talked to me in 5 years, 6 years. So. I wish she calls me. I hope she calls me, Joe. Yeah. It hurts.
Say that again. I missed it because Zoo was telling me something. What happened with your daughter now? What was the deal?
That is the most perfect Joe Beningo moment.
He's in tears.
The guy's like, it hurts.
But Joe, say that again. I didn't hear that. Zoom was in my ear. What about your daughter now?
I hope that his daughter called. I swear to God, I hope.
It's been 5 years,
that
you know.
Poor man.
And I hope she calls me tomorrow, you know, because it hurts.
You think she was listening?
What? What'd you say, bro? I'm sorry. Zoo was in my ear. He was talking in my ear.
Oh, man, there you go. Moment of the day.
I think she said, what was the deal now? What happened with your daughter? What was the deal now?
Terrible.
Oh, God.
Poor guy.
He had to explain the whole thing over. It's too bad he was like, screw it, Joe. Never mind. God.
He should have.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
So this is going to be a really good test for you tomorrow as we're playing in the corporate outing at Bethpage Black for the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
And we're going to get the chance to see the golf course up close and personal. As a matter of fact, I flew over it yesterday when I was coming back into New York.
Had a look.
Oh,
wonderful.
Wonderful.
Juicy.
Breathtaking.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, this will be a really, really good test because, you know, there's no carts there. You got to walk it. So it's a little bit of a grind, as you say.
No, I am really looking forward to it. I've been in situations where I've walked very difficult golf courses. This is going to be the hardest of them, I'm sure. But I'm at a mindset now where I won't let anything ruin the experience. Like if I'm hitting the ball well, great. If I'm not, I am out there on Bethpage Black for the first time ever, a couple months before they host a Ryder Cup on Long Island, my homeland.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm getting chills talking about it.
Well, hopefully we can get to play Shinnecock next year before they play the U.S. Open there.
I did think about that.
I know you did.
I did think about that.
I know it.
Yeah. I mean, this is Long Island golf, man. We are right there. We're not quite Wally Szczerbiak, the ambassador of Long Island golf.
No. There's nobody even close to what he accomplishes.
Yeah. I mean, those golf.com guys, the golf magazine people, were doing the documentary about Long Island golf that came in here and went to West Sable with me. They really should have got a hold of Wally. I should have told them, listen, if you want the lowdown, you go to Wally Szczerbiak.
Yes.
That's where you go.
And you can actually follow Wally on his Instagram page that he created, Wally Wolf, right? Isn't it Wally Wolf 10?
I think it's Wally the Wolf 10.
Wally the Wolf 10, yeah.
Wally the Wolf 10.
Yeah, and you can get to see all the great places he gets to play and all the maniacs he plays with.
Yeah, including us.
Yes.
We were up there. He took a picture of me in the woods looking for a ball. It was very funny. I think he said, there he goes.
Yeah, there he goes. See ya. That was like playing with Doug Wells down at Due Process. I felt like he was on a hike while I was playing golf.
Yeah. He was just like, he was out there getting his steps in.
Yeah, I mean, he was all over the place. Like, I felt like he was one with nature that day.
He was playing the brown course. You were playing the green course.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He spent a lot of time looking for balls.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the beauty of golf, and I'm so glad that you are going to get a chance to see this just legendary golf course.
Yeah, I mean, and just to say, it's just another one of the great ones I'll be able to experience. So
you know,
very excited.
I have friends, and you should do this. I think you should do this. I have friends that actually have peg boards, and they have a peg or a tee for every top 100 golf course they've played.
Yeah, I know. So there's guys who also collect the pencils from them too,
and coins or markers.
Ball markers. Yes, I know. I should have started that earlier, but I mean, I could still start now and get playing.
How many top 100 courses do you think you've played?
You want me to name them?
No, you don't have to name them.
But bougie.
No, just you don't have to
say
name
probably
them.
At this point it's somewhere around 10 to 15.
Yeah. All right. So you're off to a good start. You've only been playing for 3 years.
Yeah, 3+. Yep. But yeah, so about 10 to 15.
And now they have different categories. It used to be the top 100, and there used to be a couple different groups that would do the ratings and all that other stuff in different ways that they would get the ratings. But there's you know, top new courses, top old courses, you know, like they break them down.
Public, private, you know, things like that too.
Yes. And different types of courses, you know, the Lynx course versus the Woodland course, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And I cannot wait for the Ryder Cup happening in September. And this whole Rory thing, I really think, is going to be an issue. Now, he may be in a better mood at Royal Port Rush. He's obviously been talking about that a lot, but there is something odd going on with him. And the fact that he admitted that his drive isn't the same after winning the Masters. Now, remember, prior to the Masters, he won the Players, he won at Pebble Beach, and then he won the Masters, right? So he was on this massive run,
And then he said that his motivation wasn't the same after that. Not only has his motivation not been the same, he's been a jerk. And he flat out said in the one media session he had during his round that he wasn't sure if he wanted to make the cut or not at the U.S. Open.
So I'm trying to think. Since he took the memorial off, that was a big controversy because he didn't reach out to Jack Nicklaus and the way Jack Nicklaus reacted to it when he was asked the question.
Yeah.
All right. So, and he got swamped at the Canadian Open, basically, 10 over and did not make the cut.
That's right.
And then came back to play in the U.S. Open. So that's his last three outings or last three situations.
And I forget what it was. Was it the Masters where his driver was non-conforming, and then he had to switch his driver out, and then like the story got leaked onto some report, and he was really pissed off about that, and that's another reason why he's mad at the media. But I mean, that seems like a real petty thing to be upset about. Right?
I don't know. You never know what's going on.
I know he had some personal issues that were going on last year, and I don't know if that has something to do with it. It's just I've never seen someone who accomplished so much be this pissed off and soon after accomplishing.
And by the way, he's scheduled to play the Travelers this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he'll be here this weekend, and the Open Championship isn't until July. So, and like I told you, Royal Port Rush would be on my top five, maybe my number one all-time golf course to play. The first time I played it, I was blown away by it. And it's not an easy golf course. It's up on the northern part of Ireland, and it is just amazing. It's beautiful. It's windy. It's got all the history of just not being able to really control the golf ball, knowing where it's going.
Yeah,
you could think that you're going to hit a ball straight and go completely hard left on you. After it hits the ground, just because of the contour and the topography of the golf course. It's an amazing, amazing place. And the history, of course, associated with it.
Yeah, so if Rory ends up speaking this week, which, I guess he's going to have to at least a little bit, we'll see if his attitude has changed, and then we'll see what he's like at the Open Championship. But if he continues this orneriness up into the Ryder Cup, and this continues to be a story, he was going to get eaten alive by the fans here to begin with. It's going to get even worse. Because they know they can get to him. A guy who's chucking his clubs all over the place in the U.S. Open and then bitching and moaning to the reporters and acting the way he's been acting. They are going to be all over
him. It's just really strange. He should be celebrated for being the great golfer that he is and the ambassador of the USA PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm.
He basically said, I'm not going to live. And he could have went for like $500 million.
Yeah, easy.
And he stayed.
Yeah.
He should be celebrated for that. And he should be appreciated.
And he was.
For that.
I think he was. And he's beloved. And how many people love the fact that he ended up winning the Masters and saw him sobbing on the 18th green and the whole thing. Everybody loved that. But then for whatever reason, something happened. And one of the guys on Golf Channel said that he believes that there's like something going on in Rory's life that he's not telling everybody about. And I don't know.
Or should he?
No. Maybe it might be something golf related. It might not be. It might be a personal thing, or it might be just a golf related thing.
Can't be that much golf related because he was playing so good, as you said, up until 4 weeks ago. Now, baseball hitters go into slumps, basketball shooters go into slumps, hockey goalies go into slumps, golfers get the yips, the shanks, or whatever, lose concentration, whatever the issue may be. But you would think his whole entire life has been spent on a golf course. So whatever is going on in his life, he should be able to remove himself from that once he steps on that golf course, because that's when he becomes Rory the Champion.
That's right. And we're not going to be up at the Travelers this year, but it's always a great event. And I know they're going to get some great crowds, too, especially with the way that golf has been amazing so far this year and in a U.S. Ryder Cup year as well. And Keegan Bradley being a returning champion as well from a couple years ago.
And the captain of the Ryder Cup team.
Right. And, of course, and then Scotty winning it last year.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.